Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Glad to have the great God of heaven on our side.
Amen.
I thought about that song that just was sung. Lord, I'm trusting you. That's the truth. I have nothing without him, and I can do all things with him. And so I'm trusting him this morning to help me. And we always do that because he's the only one that can help us, and we're thankful for that. This morning, by the help of the Lord, I want to look into the Word of God in concerning and regarding communion and feet washing. And so this morning is going to be more of a lesson type format. But as always, I desire your prayers because I want the Lord to help me to get over to us what he has for us. I want it to be a blessing and a help and encouragement to us along the way. Amen. So be praying for us this morning. I was looking into this, and it starts weighing down heavy on you. And so you need the Lord to help you with this, because this is something that's serious. It's something that is solemn, and it means a lot. And so we need to look into the Word this morning, and we need the Lord to help us. If we were to give a title to this message, it would be, or lesson, it would be, "This Do in Remembrance of Me," and that me is Jesus. And so, "This Do in Remembrance of Me." Again, pray for us this morning. All right, so Jesus came to redeem us, to save us from sin. In John 3 and 16, and verse number 17, it says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It said, "God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Right. And so what Jesus came down to do is God sent him down here to save us from our sins. Yes. And then not only did he do that, but he did some other things for us. Yes. But we need to understand that God's intent and desire was to save us. Save us from sin, save us from self, and save us from the world. And so we have access to salvation through Jesus, the Son of God. Yeah. Not only did it, this is important because we needed saving. Romans 3 and 23, somebody get that for us and give us an understanding on what it says. Romans 3 and 23, we needed saving. And this verse here proves to us that we needed saving. We couldn't save ourselves, and so God was there to help us out with that portion of our need. It says, "All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." I want us to take special notice this morning that it says, "All have sinned." It doesn't say all are sinning. It doesn't say that we have to sin more or less every day. It says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so because we sin and we realize that sin is enmity with God, love of the world is enmity with God, what that did is it caused a rift between us and God. It caused a break in the relationship with us and God. And so Jesus came down to save us from our sins. Not save us in our sins. Not sin more or less every day, but from our sins. And God did that for us. And so Jesus came down, saved us from our sin. This is a wonderful thing. And not only that, but he saves us and he keeps us by his mighty power. We have access not only to salvation, but through salvation, we have access to the Holy Spirit. We have access to sanctification. We have access to God the Father himself that keeps us from sinning and helps us to live a righteous and holy life, not only now, but all the way until we reach heaven, our home, if we continue in the way. May God help us this morning. And so it doesn't stop there. I want us to understand that salvation is great and it's good, and sanctification and access to the Holy Spirit, access to his power, all of that is great. But what we have to understand is he's given us some instructions on how to live our life, and there are things that he wants us to do. Yeah. In this lesson this morning, we're going to be talking about communion. We're going to be talking about foot washing and what that does, what that is signifying. Yeah. These are things that we do like baptism. Baptism signifies something else. that we're doing. But we have to understand that. Pray for us this morning. That what happens is God gave us some instructions that we do in the flesh that signifies something that is going on in the spirit. All right? And so this is what we want to look at this morning. Listen, devil doesn't want this to go out. All right? We've been fighting all week with this one. We asked for prayer on Wednesday night so that the Lord would help us and bless us. And God did bless us. And so by the grace and help of God, we're going on for the Lord this morning. We're going to get this out by the grace and help of God. But I want you to keep praying for us because the devil don't like this kind of information. He doesn't want us to understand this, doesn't want us to know this, but this is what God has given us, and we're going to do it by the grace and help of God, and he's going to help us, thank God, this morning. I want you to turn with me to Mark 8 and verse number 34. We're going to read down to 37. I want you to understand something, that communion is not just an action that is symbolic that we do arbitrarily, or we do because we have to, but there is a basis that God is trying to get over unto us and an understanding that he wants us to have in relationship to what we're going to do today. All right, so it says, Mark 8 and 34, when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whosoever will save his life, they're going to lose it. Who's going to lose his life, my sake, in the gospel, same shall save it. What shall it profit a man? Gain the whole world, lose his soul. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? All right, and so the way of Christ is a way of self-denial. All right, this is one of the problems that a Christian is going to face in the walk of life. What happens is you get saved, you get freed from sin. That yoke and that burden of guilt and shame is taken off your shoulders, and you're rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God, nothing wrong with that. But what happened is, as you begin to walk in the light, even as he is in the light, what can end up happening is you're going to come up against self. Self is going to want to get in the way. The enemy is going to work with self to hinder you along the way. What happened is, when somebody does something wrong to me, what ends up happening is, self wants to rise up and defend itself. But the Bible says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And so we have to understand that the way of Christ is a way of self-denial. We have to learn to die to self on a daily basis so that we can take up our cross and follow him. If you and I will not deny ourselves, we definitely won't take up our cross, and we're not going to follow him. All right? And so what God is wanting to teach us here is when you're talking about communion, and we're going to get to it, but what it's really telling us and teaching us is, by when we're talking about the drinking of the drink and the eating of the body, what we're doing is fellowshipping in the sufferings of Christ.
Amen.
All right? That's what it's all about. It's about being willing to take the way of God over my own way. All right, my way becomes less important. His way becomes most important. And we humble ourselves and we ask God to help us to accept his will and purpose in our lives.
Amen.
This is what true self-denial is about. If Christ wanted to, he could have said, no, I'm not going down there. It's a wrap for them. Deal with them how you want to, Lord, but I'm not going down there. But what did he do? He humbled himself. It's one place it says he humbled himself even to the death of the cross. You have to understand that even though he came down to die for our sins, forgive us right to the tree of life, to restore our relationship with God, to give us access to the Holy Spirit through salvation, do you know that even up until being hung on the cross, he still had to continue to choose to do the Father's will? He could have said, you know what, this is too much, I'm not going to do it, and not done it. They couldn't have hung him unless he let them. All right? All power in heaven and earth was given unto him. And he had the great God of heaven on his side. And so he could have done much damage to anybody that even tried to lay a finger on him. But he humbled himself, and in the same way, In the same way, what does the scripture say? Humble yourself, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. This is what true Christianity is about. When you're looking at people that call themselves the people of God, somewhere in there you're going to be able to see that they've got some self-denial on hand. All right? Because this is the way of Christ. If we're followers of Christ, that's why we're called Christians. This is the way of Christ. All right? And so, it says here in verse number 35, whosoever shall save his life, what's going to happen? You're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. We need to understand that there are no two ways about this. If I'm going to have my way, if I'm going to save my life, I'm going to lose it. All right? I'm going to lose my relationship with God. I'm going to lose life eternal. That's what this scripture means. But it says here in verse number 35, praise God, whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. All right? This is Christianity. This is the way of Christ. This is what we're endeavoring to do by the grace and help of God. Lord, what is your will for my life? I'm willing to humble myself, to submit myself to your will. And by doing so, I'm saving my own life. Praise God. This is the way of Christianity. This is what we're talking about here this morning. May God help us this morning. It says there's no two ways about it. We don't do it for any other reason but the sake of the gospel. All right, I want to tell you something this morning. Verse number 35 says, he that's going to follow him is going to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. I want to make a distinction here. It says in the word of God, they that will live godly shall suffer persecution. All right. The cross, what that represents is the persecution that you're going to face. The reason the cross was placed on Jesus Christ's back was because he was a child of God. He was a man of God. You understand?
Yes.
And so that you're going to deal with situations and circumstances in life anyway, but there's a distinction. There's an understanding that we need to come to this morning, and that is the cross signifies what you have to go through because you are a child of God.
Right.
All right? All right? And so we need to be aware of that. When you live for the Lord, there are things that people are, this is what it says in the word of God. Stay with me this morning. The enemy's fighting me hard, but you fight with me and pray with me. We're going to get it out. Understand this. It says in the last days that people are going to be what? Despisers of them that are good. Now, does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Why would I dislike those that are good? Right? But in the last days, they're going to despise those that are good.
Right.
And so what happens is many times what you're dealing with as a child of God is that kind of spirit. They don't like you because they didn't like Jesus back then, and they're not going to like you. They don't like what you represent. You understand?
Yeah.
And so that is part of your cross.
Right.
Yeah. All right? And so a child of God, what he has to do is come to terms with that. There may be people that don't like me.
Right.
There may be people that mistreat me.
Right.
Not because there's anything wrong with me. I'm actually good because God has helped me to be good.
Yeah.
But what is happening is they see God in me, and they are opposed to that, and so they don't like me.
Right.
And a child of God has to be willing to suffer that kind of persecution.
Yes.
All right? You're not just taking of the grape drink and drinking it. You're not just, this is something that has some depth to it. It has some solemnity to it, and we need to understand it this morning, and God's trying to help us out with this. All right, it says, who will lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. These next two scriptures I want us to be paying attention of. All right, it says here, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? All right? All the world has to offer is what it has to offer. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life, right? That's what the world has. So if I gain all of that, I'm the most successful, most famous, most whatever person that has ever lived, all right? would that be worth my soul? That's the question.
Right.
All right? That's why you can't have the world, you can't have what self wants to do, and have God too. All right? So what happens is, when a person goes to see the Lord, when they leave time and they enter into eternity, what ends up happening is this question has to be answered. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? And I'll give you the answer. When I'm faced with eternity, and if I'm not right with God, I bet you, I shouldn't say bet, but I promise you, there is nobody that would be willing, whatever they had or had, they would be willing to trade that in a heartbeat to be with the Lord. All right? And so this is what Christianity is about. Understanding that my soul is the most important. Having that relationship with God intact when I leave here is the most important. And how I do that is by living by His word, His will, and His way on a daily basis.
Yes.
All right? And so that's the foundation that we wanted to get to in terms of talking about communion and talking about the taking of the bread. When you're taking of the bread, what that represents is the body of Christ.
Yes.
When you're drinking of the grape juice, you're talking about the sufferings of Christ. You're talking about the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
All right? And we're going to get to that. But you have to understand, this is not something to be taken lightly. It's a very serious matter. And I want to encourage anybody this morning, if you get to a place in your relationship with God, first of all, if you're not saved, you need salvation.
Amen.
You need salvation. But if you are saved and you come to a place where you see the death that you have to die, the death in which your soul does cry, and the frightening way your heart does chill, ask God to help you to yield. It's heaven's will. Come over into Canaan land.
Amen.
All right? Come over into Canaan land. God has the grace for you.
Yes.
He says He gives more grace to the humble. And so if you humble yourself and you say, Lord, I'm being honest with you right now. I don't want to do this, but by your grace and help and mercy, I will do this.
Yes.
Then God will help you to humble yourself and accept the terms and conditions of your salvation. All right, God knows what it's going to take to get you and me into heaven, and He's going to do that. But we have to be willing, we have to accept His will, we have to humble ourselves. All right, Psalm number 241, what does verse number 1 say? Who will suffer with the Savior? Take the little that remains of the cup of tribulation Jesus drank in dying pain. Lord, we fellowship thy passion, gladly suffer shame and loss. With thy blessing, pain is pleasure. With thy blessing, pain is pleasure. We'll glory in your cross. All right? And so this song, when you start hearing this song from now on, if you haven't already, this is a serious song.
Yes.
It's asking the question, are you willing to suffer for, you know how people say, for Christ's sake?
Yes.
There's a way to say that which means exactly that.
Yes.
For Christ's sake. Are you willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel?
Yes.
Are you willing to be a child of God no matter what come or what go?
Right.
And all you can answer is where you're at right now.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I want to do it. I'm trying to do it. And I'm doing it by the grace and help of God. But if I get to a place where I have some drawback, I've got help to help me to do right.
Yes.
I don't have to falter there. I don't have to fail there. Do you know a lot of people come to these places and they say, well, I'm not willing to do it, and then they just give up. You don't have to do that.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I'm willing to humble myself.
Yes.
Lord, I'm sorry, but I don't have it on hand, and I need more grace. I need more love. I need more self-denial. This is important. The Bible says, deny yourself daily to walk with God. Do you know that we are in the flesh? We're in the flesh.
Yes.
The time that you will not have to deny yourself is when you enter into heaven.
Right.
You'll no longer be in the flesh. This old body with all its ailments and frailments and it's wanting to have its way, that's going to be passed away. You'll get a new body, praise God. They'll say old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new on a whole nother level. This is what we're trying to get to, you understand, this morning. But as long as we're in this body, in this flesh, it's trying to get in the way all the time.
Yes.
All right? And so what we do is God instructs us to die daily. Lord, what that looks like, Lord, what is your will, not only for this day, but in this situation? What is your will for me in this situation? And Lord, I'm asking you to help me to do your will. And if I make a misstep, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. I made a misstep. But Lord, help me to get better because I want to do your will by the grace and help of God. All right? But you're not going to all of a sudden, when the trial hit and it's hot and it's heavy and you haven't been practicing denying yourself daily, if you haven't been exercising that, you will think all of a sudden you're going to have that grace on hand? It doesn't work that way. All right? And so we got to be willing to go all the way with the work with the Lord. All right? And the world is not getting any better. The people are getting more and more wicked. All right? And so they're going to come against you. You need to know that. You need to understand that. And then you need to, by the help of the Lord, reconcile yourself to that, accept that as truth, and begin moving in that direction by the grace and help of God. May God help us. All right, so who's going to suffer with the saber? Are you willing to take less than? Take the little that remains. Of the cup of tribulation. Tribulation is not only a trial, but it's a long and difficult and arduous trial. All right? But what did we read about before, though? Who saves his life, what he's going to do? He's going to lose it. But if I donate my life, this 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, maybe even 120 years, if I donate my life to the service of the Lord, what's going to happen? Eternal life. All right? I get to be with Jesus forevermore. That's the ultimate payout. May God help us this morning. Am I willing to go through the trials and the tribulations? Jesus was willing. And what he had to do was in Luke 22 and 42. I alluded to it earlier. Somebody read that for us this morning. Luke 22, verse number 42. What does it say?
Thank you, Father.
All right.
If thou be willing.
All right.
Remove this cup from me.
Okay.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
He went a little farther, didn't he? He went a little farther. He said, Lord, I don't want to do this, Lord, but if you want me to do it, I'm going to do it anyway. And we're going to come to these places in our experience with God. When we're talking about communion, all right, we're talking about the sharing of Jesus Christ's suffering. That's what it means. When we talk about being consecrated, that means I'm being set apart.
Right.
Lord, I'm saved, but what I'm saying to you, Lord, now, today, is, Lord, I am yours.
Yes.
And what you're going to do with me in my life, I'm willing to do it.
Amen.
And if I come to a place where I'm struggling, I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to wrestle like Jacob did with the angel until I get the blessing.
Yeah.
That's what consecration is about. That's what communing with the Lord is about.
Right.
Because it would be nice if we didn't have to deal with all these things that we're going to have to deal with. But that's not the way of Christ. He had to suffer. He had to deal and work with whatever came his way, whatever God allowed to come his way.
Amen.
Let me make a distinction here. We can be suffering unnecessarily. We can have what's called needless pain because we have disobeyed the Lord.
Right.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about living for the Lord, following Jesus like we sung a little bit earlier. And then as we're following Jesus, God allows things to come our way and we have to suffer those things.
Right.
We got to deal with those things. But we're not doing it alone. We're doing it by the grace and by the help of God. And even in those things, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
So even in those difficulties, he's working something in us. He's working something out of us, and there's good in it. Praise God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so he went a little farther. That means we're going to have to go a little farther by the grace and help of God. Now, we want to read about what he did. And so let's go to Luke 22 and start at verse number 14, I believe it is. Luke 22 and 14. We're going to read on down through verse number 20. Again, don't stop praying for us this morning. We got work to do, and we need the Lord to help us to do it. Luke 14 on down through verse, excuse me, Luke 22, 14 through 20, please.
And when the hour was
come, all right.
Came down, and all the apostles with him.
All right.
And he said,
communion. Go ahead.
With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with
all
you
right.
before I suffer.
All right.
For I say unto you, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Oh, Lord.
And he took the cup and gave thanks.
All right.
And said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves.
All right.
And I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come.
Lord, help.
And he took bread and gave thanks.
Yes.
Break it and gave unto them saying,
yes. Yes.
Given for you, this do in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you.
Amen. Amen. Now, we got to understand that this is Jesus Christ. This is the Last Supper. And then he's with who? The disciples, right? These were followers of Christ.
Yes.
And so we need to understand that this is to the followers of Christ.
Yes.
All right? You don't, and we'll read about it later on, but you don't involve yourself in this type of setting and this type of service. If you're not truly saved, if you're not a follower of Christ, then you're not to do this. All right?
Amen.
All right? Because we'll read it later on, but it'll cause harm to you.
Yes.
All right, but Jesus Christ, this is the Last Supper. He wanted to have a meal with them, and he wanted to indicate something to him. And then in verse number 19, he said, "What? This do in remembrance of me." All right, and so what he's talking about here, when he got that cup, when he got that bread, it signifies something. And so when we take part in that service, what that means is Lord, I'm willing to be broken. Your body was broken for the work of Christ, for the furtherance of the gospel. And so, Lord, I'm willing to go all the way with you, even if my body is broken, Lord. I'm willing to go all the way with you. The cup, the grape juice that we drink is signifying the blood of Jesus that was shed upon Mount Calvary, the covenant that he made with us, that through his blood we might be saved, we might be freed, we might be delivered. This is talking about the blood of Jesus that was shed upon the cross. And so it's serious when we do these types of things. We need to have an understanding that, Lord, I'm willing to go with you all the way. We need to examine ourselves before we do this type of thing, because if not, we're just putting ourselves in a worse situation. May God help us this morning. This is serious business. But he said, do this in remembrance of me. So a child of God that wants to make heaven his home, he's got to do this in the physical, but most importantly in the spiritual. Lord, help me. I have to be willing to do what you did. None of us, one of the things about the Word of God, we understand, and we're going to read a little bit about what Jesus went through, but none of us have went through anything like what Jesus went through, and we will not. We will not. We don't bear the weight of the world, the sins upon our shoulders. We don't do that. We did sin. He did no sin. Neither was God found in his mouth. You see, so there's a difference there. All right. Sometimes we suffer because of the things that we did. That's why we're suffering. And that's what makes it more difficult for us. But he didn't do anything wrong. You understand? So there's a difference there. May God help us this morning. May God help us. All right. And so he said he took the bread and he broke it, didn't he? He said, this is my body. All right, this is my body. It's going to. I know what's going to happen. And what I find very interesting here is he allowed for Judas to participate in this. And so that signifies something to me. You may suffer for somebody that you know is going to do you wrong. He didn't pass Judas up, did he?
No.
He didn't. And he knew that Judas was going to betray him.
Yes.
He knew he was going to do him wrong. But he did it anyway.
Yes.
And in the same way, we're going to have to be willing to do it.
Yes.
We don't know what people are going to do to us and with us.
Right.
But we got to be willing, by the help of the Lord, to go all the way with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. May God help us. I want to talk a little bit this morning about some of the things that Christ went through. Then I'm going to talk about feet washing by the help of the Lord. I know time is getting away from us, but this is what he gave me, and I believe I need to get through it. So turn with me to John 19:1, and we're going to read a couple things that the Lord had to suffer. Because we need to have an understanding that what we're going to have to go through is going to pale in comparison to what God went through for you and for me. All right? Somebody read John 19:1, please.
Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and
all right.
scourged him.
All right, pause there. What does scourge mean? Anybody know what scourge? Yeah, what's that?
Whipped him.
Was it just a little got a little switch? What scourge mean? Breaking bone, beating him severely. All right? So to me, and to my understanding, what this was to do was to break him down. All of these things that we're reading about is to cause him to want to not do the will of God. All
right?
But he went on a little bit farther. So he beat him severely. Probably was breaking some bones, was tearing skin away from the flesh. This is what it means.
Yeah.
All right? Now somebody say something bad about you and about me, and we ready to give up on the Lord right then and there. Put our salvation down and go ahead and give them a piece of our mind, something like that. Lord help us. Lord, help us to see that what we're going through is, I don't care what it is, it's not like what Christ is going through for us. And so we've got to be willing, Lord. Help us to be willing. What else did they do? They scourged him. Did they mock him as well?
And the soldiers spotted a crown of thorns and
all right.
put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe.
All right.
And said,
pause right there for us, please. You see what they're doing to him? You see what's going on here? They're making fun of him. See, he was the king. He was the king of glory. But they didn't believe it, and so they put a crown of thorns on his head. And they pressed it down so that he was bleeding, and it was going into his skull. All right? And then they put a robe on him and said, "Hail to the King of the Jews." So they're mocking him. They're saying, "You are not the King of the Jews. You're not anything important. And this is why we're doing you this way. If you were the real king, then you would do something about it." Right? And so sometimes people do us like that as well. They mock us and they ridicule us and they mistreat us because we would live for the Lord. And they make fun of us. And so what happens is, what that tempts us to do is to rise up in the flesh and defend ourselves.
Right.
We want to defend ourselves. We want to defend the truth of God's word. And so we're going to say something. We're going to do something on the behalf of, if not ourselves, then we'll do it on the behalf of the Lord. That's what we want to do. But you understand that Jesus, he had already humbled himself to the death of the cross. He knew what was going to happen. And he was going to do it for you and for me and for everybody that has come before us and everybody that will come after us, even those that were doing it to him.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
This is what we're talking about. Fellowshipping the suffering of Jesus Christ. Read for us, please.
All right. Them,
all right.
Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him.
Find no fault.
Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe.
Yes.
And Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Pause there for us, please. Can you imagine that you came to save the world? You came to help do nothing but good? And there's people wanting to kill you for that.
Right.
What about when you and I are going along the way and people are saying, lying on us? What about that? What about when they are ridiculing us and wanting to assassinate our character?
Right.
Saying, Brother Grimes did this, Sister somebody did that, right? Does that happen?
Yes.
Are we willing to allow that to happen?
Lord,
for the sake, not for my sake,
no,
but for the sake of the gospel?
Yes.
For the saving of other souls? We are followers of Christ Jesus. I'm not going to read all of this.
Yes.
We understand that he was crucified. We understand that he bore the cross, and we talked about that. We understand that when he was thirsty and he needed something to drink, they gave him vinegar to drink. We understand that. You understand? And when we're talking about communing and fellowshipping with the suffering of Jesus Christ, myself included, I need you, Lord, to help me.
Yes. Amen.
I need you, Lord, to help me.
Please, Lord.
I don't want any of these things to happen to me. But if they do, Lord, help me to be willing.
Amen.
To be willing to go all the way with you.
Amen.
And all these things that is happening to me on a lesser level, on a smaller level, something that is not happening in the physical, but it's happening it's a spiritual level. You understand?
Right.
We're being attacked spiritually.
Yes.
People are trying to subvert us spiritually, trying to speak against us and do us wrong in a different way. Lord, help me to be willing.
Yes.
To allow these things to happen for the sake of the gospel.
Yes.
For the sake of righteousness, for the sake of God's word moving forward in 2024 and any other year that he gives us.
Yes.
May God help us.
Amen.
This is what it's talking about when you're talking about communing with him.
Right.
Are you willing for your blood to be shed? Physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally?
Right.
Are you willing for this to happen? This is a question that we're asking ourselves. God can help us to be willing. We all we know is what we know. Lord, I'm willing. By your help and grace and mercy, I'm a child of God. But Lord, I haven't been to what you're going to allow me to go through. But right now, today, I'm going to be willing today. And when I cross that bridge, when I get to it, I'll be willing there by your grace and help and mercy. You did it, Lord, for me, Lord. And so, Lord, help me to be willing by the grace and help of God. All right, let's move to John 13 and talk. I want you, though, if you get a chance, you're a child of God, you need to read that entire chapter and get an understanding of what the Lord had to go through for you and for me. And you have to understand that he didn't do this because he had to. He did it because he wanted to. He did it because he wanted to please God. He had the power to do something about it. If a mob grabs you or grabs me, there's nothing we can do about it. 10 guys grab you or me, we can put up a fight, we can bite a few people, maybe kick and scratch and whatever it is that we can do, but eventually they're going to win. Did you know that?
Right.
But that's not what Jesus' situation was. So he had to humble himself to that too and allow them to strike him, to mistreat him, to talk bad about him. Because he wanted you and me to be saved. He wanted you and me to be saved. And so he had to do it. And he wanted to do it by the help and the grace of God. Let's go to John 13 and 1. And let's read. Go ahead.
Now before the feast of the Passover.
All right.
When Jesus knew that his hour was come.
His hour was come.
He departed out of this world.
All right.
Father,
all right.
He loved his own which were in the world.
All right.
He loved them unto the end.
All right.
The supper being ended.
All right. All right. All right.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hand,
right,
and that he was come from God and went to God,
yes,
he rises from the supper,
rise up from the supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. All right, pours water into a basin. All right. All right. All right.
Lord, dost thou wash my feet?
Yes.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest
Yes.
But thou shalt know hereafter.
Lord help.
Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet.
Yes.
If I wash thee not,
yes,
thou hast no part with me.
Yes.
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hand and my head.
All right, pause there for us, please. Lord, the Lord God Almighty knew that he was going to be killed. He knew that Judas Iscariot was going to be the betrayer. He knew that. All right? But again, he didn't allow that to hinder him from showing the ultimate act of humility. You want to make heaven? You want to make heaven?
Yes.
You're going to make heaven through humility.
Yes. That's right.
You're going to make heaven through humility. Because how can you, knowing that they did you wrong, that they're going to do you wrong, be willing to humble yourself to wash their feet? The ultimate act of humility.
Yes.
Back then, I believe they wore sandals. And so their feet was probably one of the most unclean parts of their body.
Yes.
But this is God Almighty humbling himself.
Yes.
To wash the feet of his brothers and his sisters in Christ.
Yes.
Even the one that he knew was going to betray him.
Right.
Did you take special note that what happened with Peter? Did you take special note to that?
Yeah.
What happened? Peter said, you're not washing my feet, right? Lord, you ain't washing my feet. Because Peter didn't understand. Sometimes we're that way. I don't want to wash somebody else's feet, and I don't want them washing my feet. That's nasty. Right? That's what we think.
Right.
But what did the Lord say to him? If I don't wash your feet, then you don't have any part in me.
Right.
What this is talking about is the way of salvation. We get to heaven through humility. The Bible says the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. All right? He says he gives more grace to the humble. He says he resists the proud and he gives more grace, not just grace, but more grace to the humble. And what we're going to need is more grace if we're going to deal with the things that will come our way in this life. And so what this is signifying is a walk of humility, a walk of grace, a walk of being willing to be mistreated, to be rided over, somebody talking over you, somebody saying that you don't know what you're talking about, and you still love them. You still show them the love of God through grace that you have access through humility.
Amen.
And so what he said to Peter was, and he put this in here on purpose, because everything that happened probably didn't get written down. Not everything.
Right.
But this was important, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it takes humility to wash feet, and it takes humility for your feet to be washed.
Right.
And if you're going to make heaven, you're going to do it through humility.
Yeah.
All right? Do I love the Lord enough to allow what is happening to me to happen and then still take his way, show the love of God to those that would mistreat me in any kind of way that they may need it by the grace and help of God? May God help us. You see how it's weighing down on me? You see why it's weighing down on me? But the Lord has given us an instruction to tell the truth this morning. To make sure that we get a good understanding of the way of Christ. I wasn't always in this place that I am now.
Right.
But by the grace of God, I've obtained this place, and I mean to hold on to it. I mean to gain ground in these areas. And so I understand where a new Christian, it says, I saw the death, I had to die. A death in which my heart did cry, the frightening ways my soul did chill, but I got to yield as heaven will.
Yes.
All right? And then it says in another song, broken vows and disappointment thickly sprinkle all the way. The Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. I can understand someone not being here just yet,
right,
but it's the will of God for each and every child of God to get to this place of humility. And he's going to bring trial, he's going to bring test, he's going to bring difficulty to you so that you can exercise yourself in the Word of God, in the truth of God's Word, and get some of that humility that he's calling for.
Amen.
Because if you don't, the devil has a situation and a circumstance that is tailor-made for you, and it's going to cause you to go away from the Lord. We read it this morning. I don't know exactly where it is. I thought I put it in my notes. I think it's 66 verses what it is. But it talks about that from this point, many went away from the Lord and they walked no more with him. So the enemy wants to get you to a place, even if you're saved, to where you come to a place where, Lord, I'm not going to do this. This is too much, Lord. I'm not doing this. So at that point, where are we at then with the Lord? Are we still in good standing with the Lord? Are we obedient unto his word? Are we still in that straight and that narrow way? Are we following Christ Jesus? If we deviate, how can we still be in the way?
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
That's the answer. Lord, help us.
Yes.
Lord, please help me. This is hard for me.
Right.
This is difficult. I don't like this. But I like pleasing you more than me not liking this.
Right.
I like going to heaven more than me not enjoying what I have to go through to get there. And so, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me. I've had to do it.
Amen.
You're going to have to do it.
Yes.
If you're going to make it in. May God help us this morning. I'm going to leave us with a warning this morning. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It's verses number 24 through 29. I'm going to read them now. Be paying special attention to what it says. When he had given thanks, he break it and said, am I in the right place? 1 Corinthians 11.
Yes.
All right, 24. He break it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So this is another account of what we already read. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. So be thinking about and understanding what Christ went through when you do these things, all right? For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. So you're fellowshipping and communing with the Lord. You're in agreement with whatever God allows to come your way. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of, what does it say? The Lord. Remember we said early in the message, in the lesson, that this is very solemn.
Yes.
This is very serious. This is not something you just can do and it's all good. No, we have to be in a place where our heart and our mind and our spirit, by the help of the Lord, we're examining ourselves.
Yes.
Lord, I'm willing, help me to be willing. To be willing to go all the way with you. Because, Lord, I don't want to crucify you afresh.
Right.
I don't want to be guilty of the body. I don't want to be guilty of the blood. And so, Lord, when I do this, I'm doing this because I mean business for you by the grace and help of God. I don't know, again, I don't know what may come my way. And I'll get the grace for it when I get there. But, Lord, on a daily basis, I'm going to deny myself. I'm going to take up my cross and I'm going to follow you. And if you see fit to lead me to this place, then you got the grace for me in this place.
Yeah.
All right? But I cannot get the grace in the moment if I'm not doing this right here and right now.
Right.
All right? Before I drink of the cup and before I eat of the body of Christ, of the bread. All right? And so examine yourself. If you're not there, then get there by the help of God.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm not there. Please forgive me. I got this in my life, and that's not right. I got this other thing going. That's not right. I'm unwilling to do that. And these are the things that we have to get straight with the Lord before we take this kind of step. And I'm cautioning you this morning. Don't do it if you don't have it right with the Lord. But if you do have it right with the Lord, then go right on with him. Go right on with him. And if you need some help, Find your way to an altar of prayer and get the help that you need. Consecrate yourself even deeper, even more, until you know that when I drink of this drink and I take of this bread, that I mean what I'm saying by the grace and help of God. Because this warning is very serious. It means exactly what it says. And so it says here in verse number 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And listen here, before we sit down, I want you to get a hold of verse number 29. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. All right? And so it's serious business. It's serious business. When I was going through getting this lesson / message, I'm having to examine myself. I'm praying and asking the Lord to help me. Lord, search me, O God. Is there anything that would hinder me from doing this in a way that is righteous and godly and true and honest before you, Lord? Because I don't want to do that either. I don't want to do that either. Search me, O God. Know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lord, I want to know that I'm doing this because I love you, Lord. Because I'm right with you, Lord. And if there's anything that he was to show me, then we're going to pray. We're going to get down on our knees right now today and get it right before we move forward.
Yes.
May God help us. You want to make heaven your home, you're going to come this way. Because this is the way of Christ. So the song, Who Will Suffer with the Savior and Take the Little That Remains of the Cup of Tribulation, Jesus Drank and Dying Pain. Listen, I love the blessings of the Lord. I love all the goodness of the Lord and all the good things that he does for us, with us, and to us. But I got to love the other part too. I've got to be willing to do what the Lord asked me to do. And if I'm unwilling, I got to be willing to at least do like Christ did in the Garden of Eden and beg and plead until I get victory in that area and then keep moving forward by the grace and help of God. I desire your prayers. You can see why I need your prayers. Because I want to make heaven too.
Amen.
And I don't want to be just going through the motions, because you can do that. But you can't expect to have victory in the end.
No.
You can't expect to have the reward. So pray for